Hello, SDG Talks community. Kevin Sofen here with your mini-series from the Unleash 2022 Innovation Labs in Mysore, India. A lot of these interviews occur during the mornings in the eating hall, and you will also notice my voice getting progressively worse as the week went on, so please excuse the not-so-perfect audio. There are many fascinating conversations here with brilliant people covering all the sustainable development goals, and I'm excited to hear your feedback and questions from the content. A special shout out to the Unleash Secretariat, Chemonix, HCL, Infosys, and the countless other partners that made this incredible event happen. Now enjoy the content and keep on SDG talking. Good morning, everyone. We are sitting here at breakfast at the India Mysore event alongside Melody Waterworth and Helena Karatavu.
Pretty good.
How is it actually pronounced?
Karatavu.
Karatavu. Well, it's day three. Helena, how are you feeling today?
Pretty good. Getting a bit tired. It's long days, but we're having so much fun. So I'm excited for today.
And Melody, what about yourself?
Yeah, I completely agree with that sentiment. I think the first few days I was full of energy and now I'm starting to slow down a little bit. I have to try and reserve my mental energy for teamwork.
Well said. And as you can tell, my voice is a little bit gone and we still have quite a bit of way to go. But from the first time you got here and you walked in and you heard this Unleash process, from where you are now, like, tell me a little bit about the initial experience so far from the actually in the innovation process and the whole problem framing stage.
I really, really enjoyed the problem framing stage from the perspective of how we constantly told to forget any solutions. Whenever we come up with any idea of a solution, our facilitators remind us, like, forget about it and just keep asking why and who is affected about the problem. So I really like the idea of how we really dig in deep to really coming to the point where we can't answer those questions anymore. And then we can actually begin thinking of ideas from a very user perspective.
What's been your hot take on it?
We had a very interesting process. I think my team got on really, really well. We've got like two kind of natural leader people, but it's not bashing heads or anything like that because we've got some kind of emotional maturity where that's not something that's needed. We've got the skills people, we've got the time management people. We're like a really, really solid team. So we ran with it and we was like all patting ourselves on the back on the first day and having a great time. And then we hit like four walls. So we were going like, idea, this is amazing, blah, blah, blah. Oh, wall. And then like felt like we were smacked in the head. And then the second wall, we again smacked in the head. And then we kind of just scattered and our group thinking fell apart. And we were all kind of going back to the drawing board, but all over the place in different areas. And this was definitely a challenge that we faced on day two. And then it took some time for us to kind of come back together, actually realize, okay, so this is kind of where we're trying to go. And we presented this yesterday in our progress check for the gate. And we had maybe like 3 minutes where the facilitator just didn't say anything and was just kind of just there like, okay, I'm just trying to process everything that you've just taught me of your entire group thought for the last 3 days. But we passed with flying colors, so all the hard work was worth it in the end.
It's a beautiful and meandering process, at times maddening, where you like bang your head against the wall. Infuriating, yes, but there is beauty in it. And I always keep telling everyone as a facilitator is keep trusting the process. And it's really amazing. The thing that I'm most excited about is, while some of the ideas are maybe still a little raw and unfleshed out, is that I see some amazing energy and camaraderie amongst the teams. And when you have really good team balance and you have really good energy and diversity, that's when magic can happen. So I'm really excited for these next 2 days to just continue to see what happens. But don't mistake it, step back. Give me both a little bit of background of a 1 to 2 minute high level overview of what you both do and what brought you to Unleash.
Okay, so I'm a marine scientist, is my background. I live in Australia and I work for a company that does software optimization for ports. So we're really known for building numerical modeling and software technology. And so project sort of thing I work for is climate risk assessment, sedimentation forecasting for ports, reducing greenhouse gas emissions, and this sort of space. So what brought me to Unleash is I do a lot of this sort of design thinking stuff at work. So we develop new technology all the time, and we really work closely with our users to do that. So I sometimes run these type of workshops with our users, and we're designing our software. So I wanted to come here and learn how Unleash does it and see how we can apply it inside my company.
How do you find Unleash?
I think it takes so much deeper than I have done it before, I think. So I'm really enjoying that part of it. I think it's also the diversity has definitely been a thing. Like my team as well is quite diverse. But we were able to find like really good common grounds in certain areas where we all have experience in. So I think that commonality thing is something that's I've really taken from here as well, of like whenever you're working with people, like find the things you have in common, even if it's just one tiny thing, but that just really, really helps.
Thanks for sharing. And your little background, I love it.
Okay, so I'm going to do like the super executive summary here. My background academically is conflict resolution. So I come from a kind of peace building space and then moved to Jordan, was working in Jordan. And then a year ago, I was kind of just getting more and more frustrated about the nonprofit space and the lack of efficiency and real kind of fast-paced solutions to catch up with the world that we're living in now. So I opened a consulting firm about a year ago and went into nonprofit management. So we're working with nonprofits, making them more accountable, doing monitoring, evaluation, helping with the communication strategy, anything that they want external to their core team. And this is what I do now. I've been moving more and more to the ESG space, so the environment, social, governance space, and looking to work with social businesses and nonprofits to streamline their processes, to make them more efficient and accountable to the communities they work in, but also to donors, but also to the planet that we live on. Because at this point now, if you're still causing damage and not like making the world a better place, you're part of the problem, because we really don't have much time left in terms of climate.
So you're both absolutely crushing it and doing amazing work in terms of actually making impact. So thank you for that. And I guess just now we're here, it's middle, early December. What's something that you're both thinking about in regards to something that you're inspired by? And then what's also something that it's really like bothering you or kind of keeps you up at night and upset about that, you know, is maybe even using as could be used as some inspiration or maybe something that is whatever it may be. So something more kind of on the optimistic side that you're really excited about and something that, you know, is a big challenge that you still see that really faces the world.
Overall or in terms of Unleash?
Overall.
What am I really excited about? You want to go first?
I was going to say that is a tough question that I'm just trying to mold over. Something that inspires me every single time. I think I would frame this the other way around though. So I think about the world, I think about human suffering, all those kind of things, and have a lot of empathy with people and really, really feel it. But I think the thing that keeps me positive is that every time I have a discussion with someone else or with someone in the same kind of mindset, they give me this new surge of energy to actually tackle the things that make me uncomfortable, that when I'm seeing human suffering, when I'm watching climate change and seeing that a lot of people aren't doing things or there's not the willpower at high levels. And then I come to events like this, I speak with people in a similar kind of field to me and suddenly realize, actually, there's a lot of people who care a lot about this. There's a lot of people chipping away at this problem so that actually overall, maybe we will be okay. So I've kind of framed it backwards for you, but yeah.
I couldn't have said any better myself. Helena?
Okay, that's actually a really nice point, and I'm going to a little bit follow up from that. So in my work, I work with ports all over the world. So I'm really excited to see how there is so much more green initiative coming in these places. So regardless of what I'm talking about, port in somewhere in Americas, in Australia, in Asia, there is a lot more interest when it comes to their green side of operations. So they're doing a lot more work in this space. So it's really good to see that industries that historically necessarily hasn't been considered that green are really putting a lot of work in there. And I'm really excited that I get to be part of that work and I get to work with them to take them further on that. Yeah.
Well said, both of you. And now, like I said, we're almost, I guess we're about halfway through this whole journey at Unleash. There's going to be more Unleashes, which is going to be great. And we're going to continue working towards these SDGs. What's something that you would say to someone that is an aspiring social impact entrepreneur or aspiring change maker, or someone that's like on the fence wanting to get involved and maybe doesn't know how to get involved, or just any sort of words of wisdom to people that want to get involved, whether it's with Unleash or just trying to help others and do good?
I guess mine is pretty standard, but it's just like, forget all your expectations. Just like go in, apply, and just don't expect anything. Just come in completely open-minded and see where it takes you. Yeah.
Same kind of thing with definitely applying for Unleash and kind of getting involved in these initiatives. But it might go slightly against the whole Unleash process, but I would say just dive in. Like I had no clue what I was doing when I opened my company. I was just so moved by the fact that something needed to be done that I was like, I guess I'll do it then. Started my company like the next morning and then just drove with it and kind of went from there and learned as I've been going on. And we've been super successful in the year that we've been operating and actually made a lot of change along the way. So if the passion is there, if the drive is there, kind of just run with it and learn as you're going.
Kudos to both of you. That's officially the mic drop. And what I would say, what you both alluded to is my favorite thing about Unleash is the people. people like both of you that I can't wait to continue to be friends with after Unleash. The ball keeps bouncing. I have friends from WhatsApp or from China via WhatsApp and in person since 2019 that I talk to almost every day. So it's really the people. I know you hear in the news a lot about some of the bigger macro challenges. They exist. But when you see the people like both of you, it fires me up and charges me up, even though I'm running on minimal sleep and I hadn't had the coffee and kind of lose my voice. But you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way. So Helena and Melody, thank you both so much. And I can't wait to continue to see what ideas and solutions and impact you both create in the world.
Thanks, Kevin. We really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Much love. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to the SDG Talks podcast. Make sure to check out all the show notes for relevant links from this show. Please share and follow SDG Talks on social media and stay tuned for updates from the Unleash in United Nations community.
The goal of the SDG Talks is to bring you good content. So if you want to learn about something specific or have suggestions, please let us know. We look forward to seeing you next time on SDG Talks.